Hey, it's your girl Kins K, otherwise known as Kinsani, and we are back. Not with another episode, but I would say with an entirely new podcast. It's been a wild ride, but I thought it was important for me to kind of explain where the vibe of this podcast is going, because it might resonate with you, but it might not, you know. The content I was making before, that might have resonated with you, but where it's going now, it might not be something that resonates with you. So it's not going to be really like a faith-based podcast, but I will allude to my faith a lot in this podcast, because I really feel it's through my faith in God that I've managed to even get back into the podcasting space. So let me give you a little bit of context as to everything, who I am. So I started this podcast in 2021, and the intention for that was for it to be a self-development podcast. And the reason why I always wanted to do a podcast was because my voice has always been my gift, and it's always been something that people have always complimented me about. I've always been interested in public speaking. I had my first, can I say, public speaking gig when I was 11 years old, and I felt so comfortable speaking to multitudes of people even at that young age. It just felt very natural to me, and it just came naturally to me. So I actually ended up exploring the realms of public speaking in my extramurals. So I did drama as an extramural, I did public speaking, I did debating, kind of anywhere that I could use my voice, I was using my voice. If you knew me as a teenager, you would know that I was very, very active in youth, and I had actually joined a poetry workshop in youth, and I was reciting my poetry at youth sometimes, you know. So that was an amazing blessing that I got to experience, but you know, I never really knew how to use my voice in terms of a career. I always thought that it would be just a passion and a hobby of mine, until I stumbled across university. And it's so funny because my mom actually chose my major, which is communications. And at first I thought it was the most stupid thing ever, but I come to realize it's something I'm so passionate about, and it was so well fitted for the type of person I am and what I really enjoy doing. So this podcast is, I would say, in pursuit of that career where I can use my voice. But of course I do have other interests. If you know me currently, you'd know I'm partnered with a beauty brand known as New Skin. I have been for the past 4 years now, and that was also of very huge interest to me, because the subjects I took in high school, which were pretty much all the sciences, I took them so that I could eventually get into the cosmetic industry from like a formulation standpoint. But I happened to come across New Skin, and it's really just been such a life-changing opportunity for me. And so that's what I do full-time, but it's through my faith in God that I have managed to not only build the courage to pursue my dream in always in like using my voice, but it's really given me the confidence and the creativity to kind of revert back to it, and also just bounce back with like a fresh flavor and a fresh feeling. And I really hope that encourages you, because I think there's so many dreams and desires and hopes that we just kind of brush under the carpet, that we just kind of leave unattended, and it begins to be covered in dust, and we just kind of forget about it, which is what happened to me. Because when I started my podcast, it was a very tricky journey, because I was the only person at the time in my network that had started a podcast. So I didn't really know who to kind of go to for advice. There was very little resources out there, not many podcasts. Now it seems as though it's like a huge trend, like everybody has a podcast, which is great, and it allows us space to grow within this sector, in this niche. But at the time, I didn't really know anyone who was doing it. And because of that, I automatically disqualified myself. And I said to myself, well, who the hell do I think I am to be doing this and to be one of the first people in my network to have done that, right? And so that was like the beginning of it, and the beginning of like the doubt that I felt and everything. But then, you know, people started making their own podcasts, and then that kind of added to that inner disqualification that I was feeling. And I started to feel a whole lot of imposter syndrome, and I started comparing myself and my podcast and the vibe of my podcast to everyone else's podcasts, and really being finicky about like the audio and the editing and all of that stuff and just the vibe. And you know, I created a whole separate page for my podcast on Instagram at Kinsolyn's Podcast. And now you'll see that I've completely removed all previous posts of my content before. It's not removed from the podcast itself. I might remove it further down the line if I feel it's still content that doesn't resonate with me. But yeah, I literally removed all of it, and I just stopped. Like, I struggled to be consistent with my podcast, even though I had literally planned episodes for each week of the year. I had planned them, I had scripted them and everything, but I just could not get myself to a point where I was able to get back into that space and record without feeling insecure about my craft or feeling like it's not enough, etc., etc. And it's truly by the grace of God that I've been able to step back into this space, a space I really do enjoy being at and being in, without feeling like I'm taking up space for someone else, right? And you know what's funny is that when I reconnected with God, I wasn't even thinking about my podcast, and I wasn't even at rock bottom. I was just needing direction in my life. I was needing someone to direct me. And like I mentioned, many of the things that I have done and that I've experienced and also that I have managed to do at my age, a lot of people have not been in that same position. So it was hard for me to find people who can guide me, you know, in terms of every facet of my life. The only person who could have done that was God. And so I was really just leaning on guidance as to what should I do with my life, what should I do next, because I feel like I've outgrown what I thought I would do, you know. And so it's through that that God really started to intervene in my life, and a new breath of creativity was just released on me, and here we are now. Because if you don't know, I actually used to write poetry a lot when I was in high school, but then when I drifted away from God, it's like I lost the ability to write. I had writer's block for years. I was not able to write in the same way that I was writing when I was in relationship with God, right? And that is just so interesting to me, because it's as though God gave me that gift and I was trying to use that gift without the help of God, you know what I mean? So it's actually God that started reminding me about my podcast, giving me fresh ideas, and I just kept saying, nah, like, who's gonna listen to my podcast now? And that's why I prefaced this episode with telling you that, yo, this is not something that is gonna resonate with everyone, but it might resonate with some people, because I've grown and I've changed, and I think it's fair to assume that my content will also grow and change as I develop and evolve as a person. And so God has really been putting in fresh ideas into my podcast, and yeah, going forward you can expect this space to be somewhere where we're really just pursuing grace, we're going after God, and just allowing God to breathe vision into whatever it is we want to do with our lives, you know, and let him be the person that guides that, you know. I am still very much an entrepreneur. I love business, but I think what I've learned over the past few months is allowing God to be kind of like my rudder, to give me that direction in terms of where I should go in my businesses. So this is not something that will resonate with everyone, but it might resonate with you if you are someone who is pursuing your faith, you're pursuing your dreams, your goals through the help of God, then this might be a podcast you want to stay in, you know. It's also going to become a lot more personable, because I've decided that I'm going to share my poetry on here. I haven't been writing, right? For years I didn't write, but it's after God kind of reminded me that I do have a podcast, that he started giving me new ideas and I started writing again, which is just so amazing. That's a blessing I don't take for granted, because I know it was and is only from God, not even from my own strength or my own creativity, because that I can only accredit to God. So yeah, I'll also be sharing my poetry on here, which is going to kind of explain what the faith journey is like for anyone really just pursuing the dreams and goals of life, you know. So I really hope that if this is something that you resonate with, that you are excited, because I'm excited. And if it's not, that's okay. There's so many more podcasts out there that could resonate with where you're at in your life. And don't ever subject yourself to consuming content that doesn't make you feel good, or consuming content that just doesn't resonate with you anymore. You know, you have the last say over what it is you consume, and always be mindful of what you're consuming, because it has a deep effect in our mood, in our work, in so much that we do. So be mindful of the content that you're consuming. But if this is a place that you feel like you will learn from, benefit from, then I welcome you into the space that is the Ken Spence podcast, where really it's just a gentle pursuit of grace, growth, and entrepreneurship. Such a blessing to even be back on this podcast, because I thought I was going to revisit it in years and I didn't know where I was going with it. I was feeling so insecure about everything, which is just so insane to me, but that's kind of where I was at. But I'm excited for, you know, where we're going with this, and I hope you are too. And I hope this encourages you to not only, you know, open the files of the dreams you've left unattended, but to really give them over to God, because he can do so much more than you think he can with that little dream in your heart that you've tucked away. You know, when you just hand it over to him and you surrender it all to him, he can just do so much more with it than you ever thought was possible. So I really hope that encourages you. And yeah, stay tuned for the next episodes. And do follow the Ken's Lens podcast page or my personal page at Ken's K, so you can stay updated with what's happening and any podcasts that you might resonate with. But I hope you enjoy your day or your evening wherever you are, and may God continue to bless and keep you. We'll chat soon.